This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
We're talking real money.
Friday means questions. So welcome to the Friday edition of the Talking Real Money podcast. Hi, everybody. Don McDonald here, as I am on most Fridays, trying to answer your questions that you speak into our cool new system. Well, it's not that new, but cool system at TalkingRealMoney.com on the contact form, where you can just speak your questions using your computer or phone or pad device. So easy to do. Just go to TalkingRealMoney.com, click the contact form, and I am officially caught up on all the questions. So as of when I'm recording this, we're all caught up. So you'll get your question answered pretty darn quickly, in a little over a week. So go ahead and do it. Go to TalkingRealMoney.com, ask your money question on the contact form, and then I'll answer them on a future Friday podcast. Now, let's begin with our first question of the day.
Hey, Don, this is Matt from Utah. I've called in a few times, but I have a question for you. Robinhood is apparently providing some things that are a little bit unprecedented. For example, if you transfer your rollover IRA or Roth IRA or traditional IRA or 401k, whatever, they will match 3%. So, for example, if you had $500,000, they would add $15,000 to that account, not counting as a contribution. And they also have a new 3% credit card coming out as well, which is a bit unprecedented. And so I know that in order to do this, you have to keep your IRA with them for 5 years. And you have to be a Robinhood Gold member, which is like $50 or $65 a month, depending on how you do it. But it just seems way too good to be true. I'm with Fidelity now, but like if I could have $15,000 added to my IRA or more, it just seems like almost like a no-brainer. So I'd love to hear your input before I go ahead and do this. Thanks so much.
I think I did this recently, but let's do it again. Robinhood is making an incredible offer. No doubt about it. Now, because it's going to be spread over the course of years, the benefit is not as big as it might seem, and it is a limited deal. But yes, if you roll over or transfer an IRA to Robinhood, and you are a member of Robinhood Gold, which costs $75 a year, then you get a 3% match for whatever you transfer or roll over, but only through April 30th, 2024. So if you're listening to this podcast after that, they're not doing this deal anymore. This tells you what the value of a new client is, though. One, they figure that most people aren't going to go to all the trouble to move their gigantic accounts from their current advisor and brokerage firm, particularly people who have advisors. They're not going to move it for that. It's not long-term worth it, because remember, you got to keep it there for 5 years too, plus be a member of the thing, and it only goes until the end of April for the 3%. After that, it's going to be 1%. And I can tell you from our experience that the cost of acquiring clients is really high. It's an expensive proposition. There's a lot of competition out there. So this is a client acquisition deal. Again, 5 years, you got to be a member of their club, their gold club. But is it worth it? If you're managing your own account now and you're just going to stick with the same ETFs. This is not going to work well with mutual funds. It depends on transaction fees and all of that stuff and which funds they can use. But if you use ETFs, this is where ETFs come in very handy. This could be a great way to, particularly if you have a big account, to pick up several thousand dollars. I mean, $3,000 on a $100,000 IRA, if you have one, might make sense. But lots of little details, and remember, 3% spread out over amortized over 5 years, you know, that's why it's not a lot to them. But it's real money. Thanks for the question. Thanks for the call. If you have questions, just go to talkingrealmoney.com, click on the contact form, or call us on Saturdays. Every Saturday, Tom and I just hang out doing a radio show that we would love to have you call and join us and have a conversation with us at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255, every Saturday, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern, noon to 2 Pacific. And let's go to our next question.
Hi, Tom and Don. My son, 25 years old, inherited a Schwab one-source variable annuity from a grandparent. Looking at the 105-page prospectus, it looks like it has a 0.45% annuity fee and a bunch of other fees. The equity fund choices within the annuity all have fund fees ranging from 0.6% and up. Would you advise biting the bullet by paying the 10% penalty and investing the money in a low-cost index fund?
Those are high expenses. It is worth leaving. In most cases, because you can probably get something that is going to cost, I know you can get something that's going to cost a lot less. However, you do have to take taxes into account. And I didn't get a lot of detail on where this money is right now, or what the purpose of it is, what tax bracket the person's in who inherited it. You got to do a little tax planning to see that you don't get killed doing it, and it can be done gradually, but I would begin the process, particularly if you know, got to pay the taxes. You'll have to pay income tax on everything that that was earned at income rate, so that's got to be factored in. But there is no early withdrawal penalty, no 10% early out because this person's under 59 and a half. The reason is this is an inherited annuity, and an inherited annuity, there would have been a penalty to the original owner if they were under 59 and a half, but that doesn't apply to the beneficiary of it. So, I don't believe it does. Everything I know about it says it doesn't. So I wouldn't worry about the early distribution, but I would do a little tax planning to make sure you don't get kicked into too high a bracket with those distributions. Don't know how much is going to be taxable. Thank you so much for the question. Again, go to talkingrealmoney.com, click on the contact form. And here's our next listener.
Yeah, my name is Lou. I'm calling for Don in response to your questions about what to do on your road trip to Michigan via wherever you're going. Anyway, since you're going from the East Coast to Traverse City, you're going to be going past Detroit. And while that's probably not on your favorite list of camp out sites, you need to go to the Henry Ford Museum if you've never been there. It is absolutely outstanding, and you'll need a long day to see it all and do it justice. After that, I assume you're going to Traverse Bay RV Park. It's just down the road from a casino, and I know that's not your thing, but you know, maybe you can try some of Tom's luck there. Anyway, hope you have a great time. That's my only comment, is go to the Henry Ford Museum if you've never been there. Take care.
Thanks for the recommendation. I really appreciate it. What he's talking about is the upcoming Talking Real Money road trip, where I'm taking 3 months to basically traverse the country, with 4 of those weeks, one of those months being spent in the Seattle area, hanging out in Tom's driveway, or at least part of it. The rest of it is going to be on the road. And so along the way, Debbie and I would like to visit with some of you, have you come by our campground or meet you somewhere or something. So we're just looking for places to go along the way. And then we're going to put our map up on Talking Real Money at talkingrealmoney.com, so you can kind of follow along. The Henry Ford Museum, I forgot about that. That's on my list of things I really want to see. I hope my wife feels the same. Traverse City, we're not sure yet. We were going to go the northern route, but then we started looking at the southern route, and we have so many more listeners in going down through Ohio and Indiana and Illinois that I'm not sure. Now, we could hit the Henry Ford Museum. That'd be just a little dip up to Detroit, which is a little jump off of the route. But I'm not sure yet. But thank you for that recommendation. And if you guys have any, you can go to talkingrealmoney.com and just send me a note. There will be soon, I keep saying this, but it's hard to do, a page devoted to the road trip coming up soon. And so we'll be stopping all over the country, up and down the interior East Coast, like the mountains, you know, the Smokies, the Blue Ridge, the Alleghenies, along the mountainous stretches there, and then going clear up to Hartford is the tentative plan to visit Apala and all of you up there, and then a sharp cut back to the southwest now, it looks like, going down through Ohio, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, up to Wisconsin, Minnesota, and then west. So that's the tentative plan. Thank you for the participation. And I look forward to, one, meeting some of you, and two, hearing your ideas. And let's do, again, questions have been in shorter supply lately. So here's our last question for the day.
Hi, Tom and Don. It's Mike from Minnesota. I have a small portion of my portfolio in one account solely dedicated to small cap value. I wanted to match the global market, 60% U.S., 30% international, and 10% emerging markets. I'm using AVUV, AVDV, and until now, there hasn't been an emerging markets small cap fund, but Avantis just released AVEE. I'm curious on what your thoughts are about that. It's very slowly accruing assets, and it's only up to $10 million in assets, but it matches that part of my portfolio. Do you see any reason to wait to place money in this?
I love your strategy. I think it's a very, very sound portfolio plan. The small cap, going for small cap value, U.S., international, and emerging, and I don't care how new the emerging markets fund is, it really doesn't matter because the Avantis funds are rules-based funds. You don't have to wait for a track record. And because they're buying still in quantities much larger than 100 shares, you're getting economics of scale, maybe not the scale you'll get eventually, but still good enough. And so having AVUV, AVDV, and AVEE in a small cap value portfolio, to my mind, makes buckets of sense. I think it's great diversification. You're going to own a lot of stocks. You're still going to have an expense ratio that is in the realm of very reasonable. And the potential is, I believe, terrific. I think it should be terrific if past is anything, it is in any way indicative of what the longer term future might hold. So thank you very much. Thank you all for being a part of the program. Remember, call us live on Saturdays at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. And from 3 to 5, noon to 2 Pacific, 3 to 5 Eastern, send in questions at talkingrealmoney.com. Tell friends about the podcast. You know, when people ask you questions about money and you go, I'm not sure, why don't you listen to Tom and Don on Talking Real Money, the podcast that's everywhere and that's becoming increasingly popular. Our ranking in the country is, it just keeps getting higher, and we really appreciate you helping us do that. Thanks so much for being there. Take good care of yourselves. We'll talk to you, well, a lot, and live on Saturdays at 855-935-TALK, where we will be, I can assure you, talking real money.
The opinions and views expressed on this podcast were current on the date recorded. Opinions, estimates, forecasts, and statements of financial market trends that are based on current market conditions constitute our judgment and are subject to change without notice, including any forward-looking estimates or statements which are based on certain expectations and assumptions. Although information and opinions given have been obtained from or based on sources believed to be reliable, no warranty or representation is made as to their correctness, completeness, or accuracy. Information presented on the podcast is not personalized investment advice from Appella Wealth. The views and strategies described may not be suitable for everyone.
This podcast does not identify all the risks, direct or indirect, or other considerations which might be material to you when entering any financial transaction.
Past performance does not guarantee future results, and profitable results cannot be guaranteed. We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for informational, educational, and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. The podcast is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Appella Wealth, a fee-only registered investment advisor.
Please see Appella Wealth's ADV Part 2A on our website for information regarding Appella's fees and services.
Appella Capital, LLC, DBA Appella Wealth, is an investment advisory firm registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. The firm only transacts business in the states where it is properly registered or excluded or exempt from registration requirements. Registration with the SEC or any state securities authority does not imply a certain level of skill or training. Appella does not provide tax or legal advice, and nothing either stated or implied here should be inferred as providing such advice. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and important disclosure related to performance of any specific index or fund quoted in this podcast. Is anybody still listening?